Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Before we get to the Supreme Court hearings, Alan, you and I were just talking before coming on air that former President Barack Obama now set to go out on the campaign trail next week on behalf of Joe Biden. How much does this influence any last-minute get-out-the-vote operation?
Well, David, it's huge for a number of reasons. Number one, Barack Obama, of course, was charismatic, a leader who people followed, elected twice, and who they loved and still love. He has not been overwhelming up to now in his campaigning. Most presidents sort of step aside, but now he's going for it with everything he's got. And one of the reasons he won was he attracted a lot of people who never voted in elections because they didn't think they were going to get much out of it. In other words, an awful lot of people of color will come out and vote because Barack Obama has asked them to. So I think Obama campaigning the way that he is going to do is going to be immensely helpful for Joe Biden. Now, remember, Biden is leading in the polls by 10 points in most places. You see a president of the United States desperate, and they're pulling every dirty trick they can, doing things to limit the number of places that people can deposit their votes, for example. They are saying in Harris County in Texas, one polling drop box in this immense jurisdiction. So they're doing it, they're playing it dirty, and I have a feeling we're going to see worse. In addition, when he gives his rallies with people not wearing masks, with his deriding the safety precautions that Joe Biden employs, you find his plane parked right outside in the background. Now, that's disgusting. He's not supposed to use the trappings of his office. He does it. He has things on the White House lawn. He violates the federal law, the Hatch Act, and other ways in which we are supposed to assure that there's a difference between your governmental function and your political function. But he does it. Who's going to enforce it? His toady, Bill Barr? That's going to be the guy in the Justice Department who does it. We all know that this thing has gotten to be very dangerous, and most of the people I know are very worried about the way this is going because it smacks of totalitarianism, and if he's willing to do it now, can you imagine what an unrestricted second term will mean? Because remember that he has talked a lot about third term, and we know that that's the way that totalitarianism, that's the way dictatorship happens.
Now to the Supreme Court hearings, which we've been carrying live on WAMC again this morning, an 8 a.m. roundtable panel, followed by live coverage from NPR of the Amy Coney Barrett hearings. This is the third day of hearings by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Meanwhile, yesterday, she was short on details under the questioning by senators, but I guess the big thing that came out of it, Alan, was she said she won't be Trump's pawn.
Yes, clearly she lies by omission. And what I mean by that is she's not going to be Trump's pawn, and she is a woman who, she says, I won't disclose how I'm going to vote because that would be wrong. That's the so-called Ginsburg rule, but we know that Ginsburg was quite clear about a woman's right to determine her own physical fate and her privacy and the right to, frankly, abort if she wants to. You know, the hypocrisy of a lot of these people who have gotten people pregnant and gotten them abortions, even though they are politically on the other side, is revolting. It really is nauseating and it is revolting. But she goes on and she says, I can't tell you anything and I'm not going to be anybody's pawn. But what we do know it means is that you can put your money down and bet how she's going to rule on these issues. She would not have been supported by the Federalist Society. She would not have been picked by Trump. She not a sure thing for them. To me, 6-3, I assume on some of the big ones, you might end up Roberts going with the minority, you might, which would make it 5-4. And that would, of course, still get the Affordable Care Act and everything else changed. Now, it is interesting that the Democrats have chosen the Affordable Care Act as the one thing that they keep asking about again and again and again. There's no doubt that the House of Representatives went Democratic because the issue of health care was so important to so many Americans, and they are not letting up on it. The outrageous political stage that has been set up by Trump, say, I have a better plan, it'll be cheaper and it'll be better and everybody will be protected. Are you kidding? You've got 4 years you've been saying that. Where is it? You know what? I don't think there's any doubt that since you've told so many lies about so many things, making you a lying liar, that you are still in that camp. and you're telling us what you had an opportunity to do, but you never did. I wonder why.
So as you point out, it looks like they have the votes, and it will happen. The question is, do Democrats have any other options beyond that? And then there was the question of expanding the court. Biden says now, I'm not a fan of court packing. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that's right. I don't think he wants to. If you remember the Roosevelt example, Roosevelt tried to expand the court. People were ticked off about it. The conservative judges left, but that's not going to happen here. And of course, Roosevelt ended up getting his programs approved. This is a different story. Now we have somebody who has personally, the president, taken on the Supreme Court and has made it into a political, polarized institution. And I have a feeling that the American people aren't going to like it. If their health care is threatened, it's wiped out, you better believe that there'll be a lot of support for expanding the court. I've always been opposed to it, too. But you know what, David? The threat of expanding it is going to be very, very important. Those judges who are there, if they knock out some basic rights that the American people have come to need, I think there'll be a lot of support for expanding it.
From Political Observer, Alan Chartok with us. Thank you, sir. We'll await the panel in about 10 minutes and then the hearings, again, live with NPR coverage at 9 a.m.
David, we'll be there and we'll be here tomorrow and we'll see everybody.